Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A bombshell opioid lawsuit involving Purdue Pharma that made OxyContin. Let's bring in correspondent Aaron Katursky, who's been following this. Aaron, it sounds like decisions that this company made caused much of the opioid epidemic.
That's what the Massachusetts Attorney General has alleged in a lawsuit filed in June. And what's new is a court filing, Susan, where the redactions, many of them, have been lifted. And it reveals this new filing for the first time. What the Attorney General's office in Massachusetts says is evidence that the Sackler family, which owns Purdue Pharma, was the behind all these decisions to aggressively market OxyContin, to deceive patients and doctors into thinking that OxyContin was safer than it actually was. And then when evidence mounted that there were problems with it, to aggressively try to blame the addicts instead of the drug itself.
You know, there have been many lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. One was filed here in Erie County in New York. All across the country these have happened, but this seems to be the first one that, instead of just pointing a finger, really blames the company for knowing exactly what it was doing.
And Purdue Pharma has already, I think it was more than a decade ago, has already pleaded guilty to having a role in you know, the aggressive pushing of OxyContin, which was something of the gateway toward what is now blossomed into a full-blown opioid crisis. This is also the first case to directly take on the family, the Sackler family, one of the wealthiest families in the United States, with a fortune built in large part on OxyContin. So if the Massachusetts Attorney General's office is successful, it really could not only embarrass, but potentially siphon away some of the wealth of this family.
Is Purdue Pharma still in business?
Oh, yeah. And denying that the Sackler family was doing the things that the Attorney General's office says, and says that they picked, you know, selectively decided what to put in the complaint from internal correspondence and emails. But what's there is pretty damning, that there was sort of a win at all costs, push OxyContin, you know, tell doctors and patients it was safe, even though the creator of the drug internally warned about the risks, and there was something of a, you know, you get a sense of how this family built a fortune on a drug that really now is considered to be the grandfather of an opioid crisis.
You know, so often we hear these lawsuits announced, here's some of the details that come out, and then they just kind of fall by the wayside just because of the whole legal process, and it's many months or even years before any sort of trial or anything like that. Do we know anything about a timeline here? Are prosecutors hoping to get the jump on this as they make this announcement?
Well, I think that this is still in large part in the opening stages. The lawsuit was filed in June. The company was able to successfully redact much of the court documents initially, and slowly now more evidence is being revealed. And either there'll be a big settlement, or, you know, this will end up in front of a jury. But the Massachusetts Attorney General is pretty clear that this one family is responsible for the nation's opioid crisis and for bringing a powerful drug into places where there was never this kind of drug problem, into suburban areas, into more affluent areas, and it puts the blame for all of this squarely at this one family's feet.
All right, that's Aaron Katursky, on the Sackler family, the owners of Purdue Pharma.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.